Thank you, Chair. The mounting number of attacks on migrants and minorities, in particular Muslim minorities in some Western countries, has raised deep concern about the connection between inflammatory online hate speech and the violent acts. There is a grave concern that the response to the hate speech by social media platforms has been uneven, selective, double standard, and discriminatory. The task of deciding what and how to censor has largely fallen to the handful of private corporations that control the social platforms and is mostly in line with their business interests, resulting in increasing violence against Muslim and specific groups and entities, and also misuse of these platforms by terrorists and criminal groups. These companies, on one hand, are constrained and dominated by the domestic laws of certain states and act in line with their interests, and on the other hand, serve to diffuse discrimination and hate of violence against migrants and minorities. As more and more people have moved online, experts say individuals inclined toward racism and Islamophobia have found niches that can reinforce their views and goad them to violence. Hate speeches against Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and insults against Quran has just some recent examples, Social media platforms and the way they are controlled also offer violent actors the opportunity to publicize their acts and disseminate their hate messages. Researchers in some European states, as an example, confirm a correlation between anti-refugee Facebook posts and attacks on migrants and refugees. In the United States, the perpetrators of recent white supremacist attacks have circulated among racist communities online and also embraced social media to publicize their violence. We sound alarm over the continuation of selective approach and vague definition of prohibited contents, as well as introducing private corporation as the legitimate arbiters of censorship. The arbitrary interpretation of prohibited contents has resulted in discrepancy, unilateralism, and politicization. We also condemn misusing of hate speech umbrella to follow political agendas by some states and entities. The international community shall give priority to the subject and end to continuation of the present calamity. I thank you, Madam Chair.